The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up and, in order to test Jesus, said to him, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law, and how do you read it?" And he replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole strength, and with your whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that way. When he saw him, he passed on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he also passed on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. And then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, telling him, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than I have given to you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robbers, victim?" And he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Then go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What we have here is very familiar to us, the story of the Good Samaritan. And it's very typical of Luke's gospel. It's found only in Luke. But Luke is a gospel of kindness. It's a gospel of mercy. Only Luke has Good Samaritan. Only Luke has the prodigal son. Only Luke has the Pharisee and the publican and the tax collector going up to the temple to pray. And the tax collector preferred. Only Luke has that. Only Luke has Zacchaeus, the tax collector, at Jericho, and how he goes through a conversion at the kindness of Jesus. And only Luke has Jesus forgiving the thief on the cross and those who crucified him. Only Luke has all these acts of kindness, and therefore the teaching of this parable fits very much into the mindset found in the Gospel of Luke. Now, it's very likely that this story was true, because the journey from Jerusalem down to Jericho was well known in the time of Jesus as a place of real danger for travelers, especially traveling by themselves. From Jerusalem down to Jericho, it's about 15 miles. I know many of you pilgrims have traveled this route. It's about 15 miles, and it's from Jerusalem down to Jericho. In the 15 miles, it's a drop of about 3,000 feet. So it literally is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And you'll find in the other Gospels, Jesus goes through Jericho and he's going up to Jerusalem, literally going up about 3,000 feet from Jericho up to Jerusalem. The teaching of the parable is interesting. The teaching is the Samaritans were the marginal people They were rejected by the Jews, considered half-breeds, not worthy of anything, mortal enemies of the Jews. And yet it's the one who is pejorative, the one who is put down, the one who is said to be unworthy is the one who gives the charity. She's the one who gives the example. The one who gives the example is the one who is rejected. We had the gospel yesterday. The one rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Here is an example of the place where we would expect the most sensitivity and the most generosity is the one who has suffered at the hands of others. Now, that's interesting, because the victim of the robbers is an innocent person, and the victim of prejudice and racism is the one who has experienced the injustice, and therefore that's the one who understands injustice and will express that to somebody in crisis. That's a teaching of the gospel here. When we go through this day, we will experience kindness and so forth from most unexpected places if we are kind ourselves. The only way in which you can have a good neighbor is you are a good neighbor. So there's a bond here between the victim of the robbers and the Samaritan, who is a victim of the social order. And victim meets victim. The one who is wounded meets a person who is wounded, and somehow there's a bond here. It might teach us, too, that the greatest charity which we have within us comes from the wound we carry. When somebody somehow offends you, you understand offense, and then you can understand the offense visited upon another. So keep this in mind. Look, as you journey through this day, for moments of kindness from places you least expect. Amen.